In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran, the cathedral church of the Pope in Rome. The Lateran was originally part of a palace which belonged to the imperial family, and the Emperor Constantine donated it to the church in 324 AD. The Lateran is the oldest of the four major papal basilicas and is formerly known as the Archbasilica of Our Most Holy Savior and St. John the Baptist and St. John the Evangelist. During the years of persecution, the Pope celebrated Mass in private homes and in the catacombs on a wooden altar which could be carried from place to place. And when Pope St. Sylvester I dedicated the Lateran, he consecrated a stone altar to symbolize the permanence of the faith. The readings today are taken from the ceremony of the dedication of a church. The first reading from the book of Ezekiel was written when the Jewish people were in exile in Babylon and longing to return to their homeland. It looks back to the temple in Jerusalem, which was originally built by King Solomon and then was destroyed by King Nebuchadnezzar around 600 BC. Ezekiel gives us a picture of the rebuilding of the temple and all the blessings it will bring to the land. We know that after some 70 years of captivity in Babylon, the Jewish people were returned to Israel by King Cyrus of Persia, and the temple was rebuilt by Ezra and Nehemiah. It is that second temple which had been greatly enlarged and lavishly decorated by Herod the Great, that Jesus cleansed in the gospel. The purification of the temple was first of all an act of cleansing, the removal of commercial activities and the exchange of foreign currency from the temple precincts. But Jesus also gave the purification of the temple a symbolic and prophetic meaning when he told the Jewish people, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He could be understood to be referring to the destruction of the temple building, which was in fact destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD. But more importantly, as St. John tells us, he was speaking of the temple of his body. Jesus thus predicted his own death and resurrection on the third day. And therefore we can see the intimate connection between the temple, which is a place of worship and sanctification where heaven and earth meet, and the body of Jesus, who is God incarnate, God made man, the source of all holiness. The resurrection, then, also asks us to look forward to the new Jerusalem in our true homeland, the kingdom of heaven, the abode of our Lord God and all his angels and saints. Those of you who have been present at the dedication of a church know that it is a very impressive ceremony in which the bishop blesses and anoints the church building. He also consecrates the altar and places the relics of saints within it. Those relics signify the sacrifice which Christ made for us when he died upon the cross, and they also unite us to the universal church, the church militant here on earth, the church suffering in purgatory, and the church triumphant in heaven. Thus, the church is not simply a building, but the dwelling place of God, where the holy sacrifice of the Mass takes place, where the sacraments which unite us to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ are solemnly celebrated, and where the risen body of our Lord is reposed in the tabernacle. On the day of the dedication, the bishop prays that we ourselves may become living temples consecrated to the worship of the Holy Trinity. As St. Paul tells us in the second reading from his first letter to the Corinthians, "You are God's temple, and God's Spirit dwells within you." It is in this temple that we dwell with Christ. It is in this temple that we are converted and cleansed, washed in the blood of the Lamb. It is in this temple that we experience the joy of forgiveness and the peace of reconciliation. And it is in this temple that we who were lost have found salvation and health for our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.